This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. COVID-19 restrictions in Colorado roll back today, and local leaders will now guide the pandemic response. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
With the state's COVID dial expiring, counties in the green level with the lowest coronavirus incidence will likely drop it altogether. Most Front Range and rural resort counties will maintain their own restrictions on gathering inside and their own mask mandates for at least another month. So that leaves a lot of responsibility in the hands of residents themselves to take precautions recommended by public health experts. Vaccinations keep growing, but cases of COVID-19 have stayed persistently high in Colorado. Hospitalizations are near 500. That's much lower than the fall surge, but higher than a few weeks ago. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And Colorado schools could apply for money to purchase high-efficiency air filtration systems to help learning continue during the pandemic. Douglas Bizenet is the superintendent of the Elizabeth School District. He says the district has had the mobile units and kept in-person learning going the entire year, with only one student catching COVID-19.
These portable air filtration systems have been one of the essential components for keeping our students and our staff safe.
A CU Boulder study says that two units in the classroom reduces the exposure to airborne particles by a factor of 5. In combination with other safety measures, exposure is reduced by a factor of 20. This is CPR News and KRCC.